Hello, I'm Sotoyin Odugbemi. With me is Amy Harry, my co-host, and you are listening to Rivers of Unicorns, the hub for tech enthusiasts. We're a virtual accelerator that supports innovative ideas and startups in underserved communities, setting them on a path to exponential growth. We are supported by the Kaywood Brown Foundation and powered by NetOps. Today, we continue our series on social entrepreneurship titled Finding Fortune with the Bottom of the Pyramid. Joining us in this discussion is a very special guest, so be sure to stay tuned. But first, let's hear our news highlights for today. Over to you, Amy.
On the international scene, after raising $100 million in funding at evaluation of $1 billion, Clayco is already a mobile gaming unicorn. In our local news, amidst the pandemic, Plenty Waka completes over 190,000 trips in its first year. And from our cohort, Rivers of Unicorns Listening Sessions holds every Friday by 2 p.m. in these cohorts: New Haven Innovation Hub, City Tech Hub, House of Bowl, the Kaywood Brown Center, and Startup Bolo. That's it for news updates.
Let's welcome our guest founder, Ashford Attila, who is creative director and founder of Toon Republic. Welcome,
Ashford.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
So, Ashford, what is Toon Republic Studio?
Okay, Toon Republic Studios is a multimedia solutions startup based in the city of Port Harcourt.
Can you explain your entire process to us?
Yes, well, primarily we are in the business of animation. However, in a nutshell, I would say we help individuals and organizations to present their ideas audiovisually, mainly using animation and motion graphics. We also organize training courses regularly to teach those interested in learning animation and motion graphics.
Audiovisually. Now, what inspired the idea? Is there a story behind it?
Well, yes, actually. Okay, so in 2011, I decided I was going to learn filmmaking. So I hired a trainer who took me through the process of filmmaking. Unfortunately, when it was time to practice, I realized that getting the skill was one thing, getting the hardware was another, and the hardware was quite expensive. At that period, I also stumbled into some animation software, which I had started exploring. And with time, I found out that it came naturally to me. So I studied as much as I could, and then in 2015, I actually got a job as an animator. Within that period, my skill level grew to the extent that I was beginning to consider exploring other areas of animation. Where I was working, where I still work today, I'm talking about my day job now, we focus mainly on animation for educational purposes, e-learning. And I knew that there was a lot more that animation had to offer. So I registered Toon Republic Studios. And at first, it was mainly just animated shorts I was putting out. I knew that when it came to writing, I had many skills, and creative writing wasn't really one of them. So I was looking for a writer to write content for me. The original plan was to just put out videos, animated videos that people can watch and be like, wow, this was made in Port Harcourt. You know, just to impress people. It wasn't really a business at the time. But eventually, I started getting calls from people who had ideas, who had books they wanted to make screen adaptations of. And then I realized that, look, what I have created has the potential of changing the narrative in Port Harcourt and helping people realize that there is a lot that's happening here, especially in terms of multimedia, in terms of graphics, in terms of animation. In 2018, I started getting a lot of calls from people who were interested in learning to do what I was doing. And before I knew what was happening, by the middle of that year, in June 2018, I successfully held the first animation training program. It had its glitches, but I can say for a first training program, it went quite well. So I think that's the story in a nutshell. Since then, we've been making content for people. Writers have been coming forward, people have come forward with ideas, and a few other services that we discovered that we could also render: animated logo intros, music videos. It's been quite a journey, and we only just started, but with time and by God's grace, we will grow much, you know, bigger.
So can you tell us what your experience was when you started it, when you tried to launch your company? How was the market acceptance? Were you getting gigs just like that, or did it take you like a couple of months before you got your first job? What was it like?
Well, at first, when I started looking for gigs, at the time it wasn't like I was really looking for gigs. I just wanted to be noticed. I just wanted people to know that this was possible, and there were people in Port Harcourt that could do this. But then eventually I started looking out for how to get, you know, some extra income with this skill. The truth of the matter was, I did not even know how to make money from it. I talked to a few people, and I think it was by the time I started posting some videos I made online, on Facebook, on YouTube, that people started reaching out to me one by one. At first, I was hoping that they'd reach out to me to say, okay, make this cartoon with me, or partner with me, let me write while you animate, and we'll see how we can make some money from the content and, you know, have a sharing formula. The truth was, I just did not know how to make money from it. But then I got a lot of calls from people that were impressed and interested in what I was doing. A lot of them were more interested in me teaching them how to do it. So I figured, okay, if I was going to form a business model out of this, the first business model I'll form would be one on training. So that was why I said focus on training first. It was while I was holding my training programs that other calls started coming in from someone who wanted me to make a music video for him, an animated music video for him, which I did. It was the first animated music video I was making. I didn't know if I could do it, but I made the attempt. It came out really nice, and somehow others got to see it, and it just opened doors for me. We've made screen adaptations of books on basic road safety for children, and since then the gigs have been coming.
Right. So you've talked a bit about So you've talked a bit about educational videos being your background. You've talked about animating books, etc. Now, what have been your worst and best experiences? So maybe we'll start off with what has been your worst experience, and then you can tell us what your best experience has been.
Okay, my worst experience. It was in 2018. Around that period, I was planning my wedding. So I had come to an awareness that animation was a field that relied heavily on teamwork, because I realized that the biggest the kind of projects that would give one a decent income and help one achieve some relevance in the animation industry were not necessarily the kind of projects you could handle alone. So I was willing to take on projects that were too big for me to handle alone, knowing that, okay, assess training people, and we could like share the work and share the income. So I took on this job that was really huge, knowing that on my own it would be extremely difficult, but I have people that I can share the work with. Now, I took up this job. I got the team together and told them, okay, we're doing this together. As soon as the client pays, everybody gets something, and then we start. Now, at that period, I was also planning my wedding. So when the funds came, they came to my account. And you know, I see when you're planning a wedding, before you know what's happening, you know, we're buying cards, we're paying for one thing or the other. And before you know what's happening, I checked my account and there was nothing there. I was like, how will I tell these people to come and work with me on this project when I didn't have anything to give to them? I think it was just me not being able to manage the funds with me properly at the time. So because I didn't have anything to share with them, I told myself, okay, it looks like I'll just have to handle this by myself. So it was incredibly stressful handling a project that already felt was too big for me to handle alone while planning a wedding at the same time. So I guess maybe that's why on my wedding day, my jacket seemed a little too big for me because of the weight I'd lost, you know, all the stress and everything. But then it was a learning experience. My happiness was that I was able to deliver. I could say the client was understanding, but that was my luck because it took way longer than it was supposed to since I had to work alone. So yeah, I'll say that was my worst experience. My best experience, I would say, was working on a music video for the first time, not knowing how it was going to turn out, and eventually it turned out well. Was that my best experience? Well, yes. No, that's my second best experience. My best experience would be actually working with some of my former students and producing a short animated film on burns, safety from burns, so something that has to do with burns and safety. It came out quite well, and it also gave me more confidence in the fact that I can train someone that knew little about animation or nothing about animation, and he can, you know, join a team and contribute, and also, you know, go out there, stand on his own. Just knowing that I was involved in making this person more independent, there's just a good feeling that comes with it. So I'll say that's my best experience.
Fantastic.
So, can you tell us where you see your business in the next 10 years?
In the next 10 years, where I see Tony Public Studios. Tony Public Studios is, you know, I know it started out as an animation studio, or would I say, no, not an animation studio, a guy with a laptop. But then what I really see Toon Republic growing to in 10 years' time is more than just an animation studio, more like an animation academy, an animation hub. I'm sure that was the name behind Toon Republic. I wanted it to be a place where animators can come together, share their experiences, share knowledge. So if you want information on, say, animation hardware, you could get it from here. If you want to form a team to handle a huge project from maybe Marvel or Netflix, you knew where to go, who to meet. If you want a database of animators in Port Harcourt and its environs, you know, you could come to Toon Republic. If you want content for your TV channels, you can come to Toon Republic. I see Toon Republic owning its own TV station, you know, supporting other creatives, comic publishers, having its own Tooniverse. Okay, the Tooniverse is more like a universe of characters affiliated with Toon Republic, of businesses affiliated with Toon Republic, just helping the animation industry grow and, you know, holding everything together to ensure that we get noticed. And when I talk about us getting noticed, I'm not just talking about Toon Republic. I'm talking about the creative ecosystem in Port Harcourt. I believe we deserve some global recognition, some global relevance, and I think the time has come. So I'm hoping that in the next 10 years, all the work we would have done between now and then would have culminated in some form of relevance for our city, some form of I really need this industry, you know, up and running, and whatever role that Toon Republic needs to play, we're willing to put in the blood, sweat and tears for between now and 2030 to ensure that by 2030 animation in Port Harcourt is known worldwide. You know that you can come to Port Harcourt and find a team of animators that can deliver on any project. So that's my dream for Toon Republic in the next 10 years.
Amazing. So thinking about these big dreams, would you be thinking about getting investors?
Yes, actually, I've actually been considering it for some time, and yes, if there were a possible investor or a prospective investor rather available, I would not mind, you know, sharing this vision with him to see how we can generate some, at least some startup capital to expand the dreams. There are lots of things that we'll need to get. For now, I'm starting small because I haven't really gotten investors yet. But if I get to meet one, I think I'll know what to tell him to get them involved in ensuring that this dream becomes a reality. Because it's not just for me; it's for the region generally.
Amazing. It's a good thing you included the ha there, because I was about to say, guy. So now, with the mindset of you wanting to get investors, can you give us your 1 minute elevator pitch?
Okay, here goes. The global animation industry, in short, the global animation industry is presently worth $290 billion. As it stands now, I can say that Africa has a huge potential of tapping into that market. Port Harcourt, in its sense, has a lot of creative individuals who can be part of this, but first of all, need the proper training, need the proper guidance, and of course we need some capital to ensure that we have the right tools to deliver. We have what it takes. We have the creative ability, we have the technical expertise, and all we need to do now is to build an army. Once you can build that army of animators, we can take on any project from anywhere around the world and generate some good income that would benefit you, the investor, and also provide jobs for young people in Port Harcourt. If you can consider investing in Toon Republic, this is what you stand to achieve, and this is what you stand to gain.
Thank you. That was very concise and appealing.
So, as you know, this program is called Rivers of Unicorns, and a unicorn is a private company valued at $1 billion or more. So, here's a fun question. If you were a unicorn, which would you be?
If I were a unicorn, which would I be? I know one unicorn called Epic Games. And it's one unicorn that I've really admired because I'm a gamer. I love games. And when it comes to I think I'll like to be Epic Games, because I think what they do is similar to what I do. The gaming industry is one that is dear to me. I like to tell people that my favorite clients are those in the gaming industry, because they seem to understand more clearly the value of what animators bring to the table. So yes, I'll say Epic Games.
Awesome. Thank you, Ashford, for taking time out to join us today. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy with the opportunity, and thank you for your attention too. It means a lot to me.
Thank you.